Now let's go to the growing tensions in Ukraine. NATO putting its forces on standby in Eastern Europe in what Russia is denouncing as an escalation of tensions. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said a, quote, deteriorating security situation had led the military alliance to ready for what some analysts increasingly believe is an imminent invasion. Washington DC correspondent Simon Marks is with us now. Kia ora, Simon. For President Biden, this seems to display a bit of a change of tack.
Yes, absolutely. He spent the weekend, Susie, at Camp David, surrounded by his national security advisers. And by the time he got back to the White House a few hours ago, we were hearing reports that the president is weighing up the possibility of deploying up to 5,000 additional troops to the Baltic region, to the Baltic states and Eastern Europe. As you know, over the weekend, the State Department officially confirmed that a drawdown of non-essential staff is underway at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev. The State Department also issued a travel advisory to all Americans in Ukraine, warning them that the time to get out was now, using all commercially available aviation, and that after a Russian invasion, particularly for any Americans in eastern Ukraine, the government would not be able to mount evacuation efforts. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, is on her feet at the White House podium at the moment, and within the last couple of minutes she has said that President Biden has seen nothing over the last few days leading him to alter his conclusion that a Russian invasion of Ukraine is in the offing.
While we can't get into the mind of President Putin, we are seeing the preparations that they're making at the border. We have been very clear, and the president has been direct, that military action by Russia could come at any time.
And in about an hour's time, President Biden will be holding a secure video conference with European leaders, including Prime Minister Boris Johnson in the UK, French President Emmanuel Macron, and the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Another attempt, I think, by President Biden to shore up European backing for his plan to unveil what he calls crippling sanctions against Russia if Vladimir Putin indeed goes ahead with an invasion.
So pressure mounting on President Biden. Is war inevitable?
Well, they still maintain here that there is a diplomatic path that can lead to de-escalation. And remember, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, following his Friday meeting with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, did pledge that this would be the week when the United States would deliver written responses to Russia's demands for security guarantees that include, of course, demands that the U.S. has called a non-starter, slamming NATO's door forever. In the face of Ukraine and other formerly Soviet republics, for example. So there is supposed to be further interaction between the two sides. The Russians are accusing the United States of hysteria, saying that this is all going way beyond what's necessary given the situation on the ground. But President Biden clearly looks at 100,000 Russian troops nestled along the country's border with Ukraine and at Russian military deployments in Belarus and sees Vladimir Putin in laying the groundwork for a multifaceted assault on Ukraine that could threaten not just the sovereignty of the country, but the future of its government.
Simon Marks, thank you very much.